If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
It's a pleasure to be back full strength, and it's a pleasure to have on a guy who has one of the wonderfully, Mark Wukas, you have one of those wonderful kind of like proletariat author summations and little biographies. Mark is the author of a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful novel called The Kiss of Night. We will get into that and get into his fascinating career. Mark, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good, good. You've had an amazing kind of career. I think you're a Southsider. You went to Quigley South when there was a Quigley South. Did you go there with the intention of becoming a seminarian?
Oh, yeah. I was definitely considering priesthood, but then so is every Catholic boy who's 13 or 14 years old, and you know, and then when the realities of puberty set in, you know, a lot of guys dropped from the pack.
It was what? What do you mean I can't be married? What do you mean, Father? I can't be married. And that, when did the desire? Because your book is so good, and I've known your writing here and there over the years, over the decades. When did the writing bug or narcotic set in?
The very first impulse was when I was in grade school. My younger sister wrote this storybook about some witch named Zenobia, and I thought, I can do that. And then, you know, wrote the first two pages of something and then stopped and didn't try again until I got to college.
You went to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign with the intention, you're majoring in English and getting BA and MA with the intention then of teaching. How are you going to make a living?
Well, I started as I wanted to be a high school history teacher when I went to college. Hmm. And I took literature classes for fun and then switched over. And because my senior year of Illinois, I started working for the college newspaper, the Daily Illini.
As a reporter?
And as a reporter, and mm-hmm. fell in love with college journalism.
Yeah,
and
I'll bet.
Oh, it was fun. And then, so I stayed and got my MA and then went to teach at Quigley for 2 years and then launched my career in journalism after that.
You had some straight jobs, I mean, some regular paychecks in journalism. But what drew you to the, and please explain to people what the City News Bureau was. You do a wonderful job in The Kiss of Night of explaining in detail what it was like to work for City News. But tell people what City News was all about.
City News Bureau and that kind of reporting is a bygone era, I think.
Yep.
When this city supported, you know, at least four daily newspapers when I was a kid, City News Bureau was owned by these papers.
Yeah.
And acted as kind of a tip sheet for these papers. And we did all the grunt work in police stations and at City Hall and all that sort of thing. And then it would hit the City News wire. But the reporters then, after a couple of years at City News, would be considered seasoned enough to go on to one of the dailies. You know, you get hired. I mean, that's how Royko did it.
That's how my dad did it, too. My dad and
your dad was at City News? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He tried to. I will tell you one day over drinks, Mark, why I did not wind up at City News. It's a pretty sad, stupid story. But
you dodged a bullet.
I know. Believe me, I know. The book centers on a young, very young reporter at City News who has other ambitions, but he winds up at City News and hangs out with a lot of City News people. Did your buddies, your contemporaries at City News, recognize themselves at any record? Because I recognize a couple people. I mean, I didn't know them as intimately as you did, but there are some that I think you massaged effectively into your novel.
Yeah, there were two that I did it as kind of a wink and a nod to them. But other than that, everything else just sort of sprung from my imagination.
Well, it's really, I think the book is a great book. I'm going to write about it for those of you who aren't taking notes during this interview. I'm going to write about Mark and his novel next Sunday's Tribune. We got to take a little break, but now I want to come back, Mark, and talk not so much about your fascinating checkered past, but about writing a novel is hard. Writing a novel is very hard, and I want to know why and what spurred you. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Mark Wukas has spent much of his life as a reporter for various outlets, but he has spent an equal, if not more, time in classrooms teaching English. 20 years at New Trier, Mark?
Almost 19, actually.
I have to ask you, in teaching English at New Trier, which is a, you know, I hope you didn't, you know, Rahm Emanuel was gone by then, thank God. You taught great writers. Was that at all intimidating when you decided to sit down and say, you know what, I need to write a novel?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. When I look at my college newspaper clips, so there's a breezy confidence to them because I didn't know any better. And when it came time to put rubber to road on this novel, and I'm teaching The Scarlet Letter and The Great Gatsby and just all these great books, and I would rebuke myself, like, this isn't as good as what you're reading, you know. What I've just written, and I still don't know that it is, but anyway, I gave it my best shot.
What drew you to a computer screen or a typewriter? What was it that because the stories aren't, and I know that many of these stories in the novel are manufactured from your own history and experience. I think you capture, you know, you the bygone city, as you referred to Chicago some time ago. You capture it very, very well. Did you keep a diary?
I've been, you know, just between us, Rick.
Yes, of course.
I've been keeping a diary since I was 18.
Wow. It shows.
And it's 50-odd years of writing, you know, and I dipped into it a lot, especially the City News era for this book.
You dipped into it very, very, very effectively. So when you sit down, you say, well, okay, I'm going to retire from teaching soon, and maybe I should not freelance for the papers. Maybe I should write a novel. That's a big leap. How did it go? Was it arduous?
Well, let me tell you, yes, arduous is exactly the word. But, you know, when you referred to me as a late-in-life novelist, I've been writing this. I started writing this in the 80s.
Wow.
You know, and I've been pounding at it, and it wasn't until I got into an MFA program at Roosevelt 25 years ago that I had a teacher there, Ivor Irwin, who was able to pull the first chapter out of me, finally, and then I knew kind of where I was headed. And then when I retired in 2021, I had four chapters, and then I've written the rest in the last 4 years.
How hard is it, Mark? How hard was it?
It was terrible. It was, oh, God, you know.
I can imagine. No, I can imagine, because the novel is, it really is, it does evoke a Chicago that I knew very, very well, and that many of the people who read this novel will know very, very well, The Kiss of Night. But it's also peppered with, you know, a kind of affection for Greek myths, for Greek words, for drinking in bars, which is something we all used to do with some enthusiasm. Yeah. Did you start to show it to anybody, especially meaning former colleagues?
I farmed it out to a few.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during COVID when I started sharing it with our mutual good friend Kelly McGrath.
Mm-hmm.
She and I would talk on the phone to keep each other's company, and we started telling old City News stories.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Yeah.
And so she started vetting what I was writing and running ideas past her. So she is sort of like the midwife to this in a lot of ways, although she'll deny it.
When did you decide that this book was finished?
Oh, Rick, you know as well as I do that
yeah, I know.
Writers never finish anything. They only abandon it. And
throw it overboard, yeah.
I abandoned it in the summer of 2023 and then took off to Europe for 3.5 months. And while I was traveling, though, I went through 2 more drafts. And then I sent it because I'd met Rick Kempfer of Eckhart's Press through a mutual friend, and I just sent him the novel, and he and David Stern, God bless these guys, liked it, and we started the process. But
what was it like when you got that first bound copy in your hands?
Oh man,
yeah.
Well, it was like 2.5 boxes of show up at my place,
mm-hmm.
And you pull it out and you open it up, and there's this book by Mark Lucas, and I'm thinking, hey, who's this guy? You know, I was an out-of-body experience.
I'll bet.
To see this and think, finally, after all this work and trial, it exists. And then the next thing I thought was, I wish I could just rewrite it one more time.
Yeah, I need to tweak this chapter a little bit. That's, but it must have been, Mark, it must have been very empowering, too, to just hold that, or to even walk in a bookstore and see it.
Well, I'm not there yet. The way to buy the book is only through my publisher right now. But I have had that experience. You know, you walk past a window and you see a book that you wrote back.
Yeah.
I wrote back in the 90s.
Yeah.
So it's affirmation. It's like, yeah, you've done it.
What about empowerment? I mean, did it drag you to your desk and you start writing the next book?
Well, I have actually, and you know, it does give me a certain amount of confidence.
Sure.
I hope that it doesn't take me 40 years to write the next one.
Good point. Good point.
Can you
divulge any plot twists, any characters, anything?
I can share the title with you. I started keeping a list of titles for books when I was in grad school, and I just wrote 1968 in the Shade as a title because I always thought that 68 was the worst year in U.S. history until...
It's a bad one in Chicago, too. Yeah.
It was, oh, God,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's going to focus on 1968 and its ramifications and all that. But right now, I've got one chapter written, more to go.
Well, it's a very fertile territory you're in.
It absolutely is.
Very fertile territory. The whole notion of growing up reading Royko, teaching Faulkner, Hemingway, and Fitzgerald, there's a really wonderful, I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, there's a really wonderful kind of hook between this book and The Great Gatsby, which is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. A very, very good hook for anybody in Chicago who looked at colorful signs, neon signs along the expressways. Who inspired you, Mark? You must have, you have, as a teacher, read with a deeper kind of interest than most people, some of the great literature out there, including Royko, too. Who influenced you most as a writer?
What an excellent question. I've always been kind of a lost generation guy, you
mm-hmm.
know, Fitzgerald,
sure.
Hemingway, but you know, everybody loved them, and they're such different writers.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And I admired Fitzgerald for the way he wrote, but there's no way I can do that.
Yeah,
and I admired Hemingway for his direct journalistic style and his work ethic. You know, Fitzgerald was a talented genius, and Hemingway just slogged at it and honed and honed and honed his prose.
Mm-hmm.
So I have sort of taken both as my models. But I'll tell you, when people would ask about the novel in progress, I would always say, what's it about? And I would say, it's going to be a cross between Heart of Darkness and The Great Gatsby. Which is not shooting too high.
Yeah, without the jungle, except indeed the Chicago that your character is populating is kind of a jungle of sorts.
I think that was intentional.
Yeah.
But when I finished it, I realized I'd written a cross between This Side of Paradise, which is Fitzgerald's first novel, and Sud Lonergan.
I love it. Mark, I can't wait to talk to you again. Where can people get the book? Eckhart's Press? Is that the...
Eckhart's Press. If they just look up Mark Lucas and Kiss of Night on the Google, they'll find it right away.
You'll find it, and you should read it, ladies and gentlemen. Mark, we will talk again. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for writing the book, and we'll talk further about your life, career, and novel number two.
Thank you, Rick. Means a lot.
My pleasure. Take care.